Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1675, air date April 3rd, 2026.
Hello everyone, I'm Dr. Shiva. Today we're going to take a closer look at how ginger can help support diabetes management. We'll walk through its key active compounds and see how they work together to improve blood sugar control and support overall diabetic health. This is going to be an engaging discussion where we'll first explore the molecular profile of ginger and then gradually understand the biological pathways through which it helps support diabetes. So let's dive in and get to know what ginger is really all about. Often referred to as the mighty herb, ginger is one of the most commonly consumed dietary condiments in the world and has been widely used across different cultures for both culinary and medicinal purposes. The part of the plant that we typically consume is the rhizome, which is the underground stem known for its strong aroma and distinctive flavor. Beyond its role in food, ginger also holds a long history in traditional medicine. In fact, its medicinal use dates back nearly 5,000 years, particularly in ancient Chinese and Indian medical systems, where it was valued for its therapeutic properties and widely used to support health and treat various ailments. As many of you may already know, I approach every topic, whether it's politics, health, or science, using a systems science framework. This way of thinking allows us to see how different parts are interconnected and helps us understand the bigger picture behind complex issues. It's a very powerful approach, and it's something anyone can learn through truthfreedomhealth.com. But before we go further, I'd like to play a short video for you. As more people are joining, this will give you a quick glimpse into my journey into systems thinking and why the systems approach is so essential. Welcome to VA Shiva. VA Shiva is a product of my journey across East and West, science and tradition, ancient and modern, that brings you the science of systems so you can become a force for truth, freedom, health. VA Shiva is a platform of revolutionary education, community building, and weaponry for unleashing local activism. My journey to VA Shiva begins in the chaos of Bombay, where I experienced diverse religions, languages, castes, and in a small village that had no running water, no electricity, where my grandmother, a poor village farmer, practiced Siddha, an ancient system of Indian medicine over 10,000 years old. She observed one's face, the art of Samudrika Lakshanam, to understand a body's unique constitution, allowing her to deliver the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Watching my grandmother heal others, I was inspired to study medicine, but I was also aware of the corrupt caste system of India, which denigrated a human being, where my family were considered low caste untouchables, where one's birth determined one's destiny. The grit and determination of my mother and father led them to get educated and to come to America, a one in a trillion event. Their actions inspired me to work hard and excel. While in ninth grade, I attended New York University in a computer science program, and subsequently, at the age of 14, was given a full-time job as a research fellow at what is now known as Rutgers Medical School in the heart of Newark, New Jersey. There, I investigated the system of sleep using mathematics, computer science, and biology for sudden infant death syndrome. It was there in Newark where I invented email when I was the first to convert every feature of the physical, paper-based inner office mail system, including inbox, outbox, memo, carbon copy, blind carbon copy, attachments, into its electronic equivalent, a system which I named email, a term that I was the first to coin. On August 30th, 1982, I was awarded the first U.S. copyright for the invention of this system, recognizing me as the inventor of email. At that time, copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I went on to MIT, where I earned 4 degrees across multiple systems of engineering, electrical, mechanical, design, biological. That training led me to invent many other systems for advancing humankind. Echomail, the world's first intelligent email management system. Cytosolve, a computational biology system for eliminating animal testing to discover new medicines faster, cheaper, and safer. And to the creation of a whole systems methodology for certifying clean food. These innovations led me back on a Fulbright to India, where I discovered the missing link between Eastern medicine and Western systems theory, honoring my grandmother, to develop Your Body, Your System, a powerful tool that will help you understand how your body is a system and how the inputs of food, supplements, and exercise bring your body back to its natural system state. And systems health, an integrative educational discipline that is now integrated into the VA Shiva platform that will enable you to learn the science of systems, the science of everything, be it your body as a system or our society and politics as a system, to reveal the foundational interrelationships between truth, freedom, health. Now is the time for you to be the light. Learn the science of systems, build community, and weaponize yourself to unleash the activism necessary to deliver truth, freedom, health in your local community. Welcome to VA Shiva. All right, everyone, welcome back. Today, we're going to take a closer look at ginger, an important ancient herb, and explore how it may play a role in managing diabetes. I hope you enjoy this session, and I'd like to sincerely thank our Cytosolve team for organizing it. We do this as a service to help people truly understand nature as a system and food as medicine. That introductory video really helps show that when you take a systems-based approach, you begin to see reality much more clearly. So let's continue. What truly motivates everything we do at Truth Freedom Health, at Cytosolve, and in all of our solutions, and frankly, everything I personally do, is a very serious reality. When you look at global data, it's clear that people in power are causing real harm. Human lifespan is actually declining, and this is not an exaggeration. At the same time, the cost of living, the basic ability for people to survive, is rising exponentially. If you look at this graph calmly and objectively, without emotion, you can clearly see what's happening. The curve of lifespan is going down while the cost of survival is going up. This tells us that those who have driven these trends have no genuine interest in human well-being. And this didn't start 5 or 10 years ago. This pattern has been unfolding for at least 50 to 60 years. What's important to understand is that this has happened across the political spectrum, left, right, and even those who claim to be independent or agents of change. They all operate from the top down. They are part of what I call the swarm. If you want to understand that concept more deeply, you can explore it at shattertheswarm.com. The key point is this: those in power are not invested in your health or your future because they are not one of us. So the real question becomes, when you see a graph like this, what choice are you going to make? Do you want to save yourself? Because no one else is coming to do it for you. Voting alone isn't going to fix this. And even my own run for president was never about saving anyone. It was about giving people the tools so they can save themselves. Everything we talk about, whether it's ginger, turmeric, election integrity, or health, is driven by this underlying reality. It all comes back to that fundamental curve. This is not the result of one single problem, and it's not something that can be fixed by tweaking one small thing. That's why we say this is a systems problem. And only by understanding systems can we begin to reverse what's been happening and take back control of our own health and lives. Now, what's been driving this outcome is several important factors. It's not just one thing. In the healthcare space, we've seen the destruction of the immune system. Environmentally, it's become extremely difficult to access clean, healthy food. And going back to healthcare for a moment, many of you know that in March of 2020, during the so-called pandemic, I helped save hundreds of millions of lives by providing real solutions and educating people on a simple truth: the body is a system. No one else did that. Frankly, only I did. And that credit matters because it came from genuine concern for everyday people. That's where I come from. This was never about being pro-vax or anti-vax. It was always about the immune system. We focused on educating people about that, while at the same time, their immune systems were being destroyed. And alongside this, another major stress has been how difficult it is to get access to clean, high-quality food. Another critical process under stress is the education system. People are not being taught system science. They're not learning how to see things as they actually are. Instead, they're being taught fake science, a reductionist approach that limits real innovation. Most people don't know how to observe, think resourcefully, or solve problems, whether it's something simple in an office or something at an organizational level. As a result, they expect the government or someone else to fix things for them. When it comes to governance, we're dealing with corrupt leadership. When it comes to the economy, people aren't taught to save, they don't want to save, and there's massive income inequality. So Truth Freedom Health, my systems creation, which involves education, which involves community, which involves courses, it's a platform, it's the solution. That is the only solution that provides a systems approach to enabling you to save yourself. There's no one else coming to save us. And that system's approach includes strengthening your immune system. It includes learning how to eat healthy local food, even on a budget. You get access to clean food through our Certified Clean Solution, which has been in place for over a decade. This all comes from understanding systems science. So you learn how to truly educate yourself. It also comes from learning how to educate young people to innovate and from developing our own leaders within the community. The Swarm creates leaders to maximize power, profit, and control. Our movement, on the other hand, is creating leaders for truth, freedom, and health. It also teaches people how to be economical and resourceful. Unfortunately, many forces train people to spend money on things that are essentially garbage. What our movement does instead is give people the tools they actually need. If you're interested in these tools, you can find them at truthfreedomhealth.com. Every Thursday, we host two open house sessions, one at 11 a.m. and another at 8 p.m., and there's no cost to attend. These sessions bring together incredible people who share their journeys to systems. It's also an opportunity for you to become what we call a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar, where you gain the knowledge and education needed so you're not waiting for someone else to take action for you. Everything I do is driven by this core idea of helping you help yourself, and Truth Freedom Health is the platform created to make that possible. Just to repeat, we host these sessions every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. You can RSVP right now by visiting vashiva.com/orientation. We'd love to have you join us on Thursdays and be part of the conversation. Our platform is designed to help you think, fight, and heal all together. As part of this mission, we've built integrated platforms, including a leadership training institute and a systems health institute. Through these institutes, we educate leaders to truly help others by understanding that healing requires the right medicine for the right person at the right time. We provide practical tools to apply this approach, and the Cytosolve Open Science Institute offers a powerful framework to develop new solutions and create new products. Together, these platforms give you a complete framework of solutions, enabling you to actively be part of the solution. For instance, when you think about the idea of using food as medicine, we introduced the Certified Clean, Certified Raw certification. This is a global certification that tracks food from the moment it's sourced all the way to your table. We've established very high standards for what qualifies as clean food, ensuring transparency about its origin and maintaining a world-class benchmark for quality. The next tool is Cytosolve, a platform that helps us analyze the compounds present in food and understand how these compounds interact. Using this knowledge, we can strategically combine them to develop powerful, effective natural medicines. And finally, just because something comes from food doesn't mean it's beneficial for everyone. That's why Systems Health trains people to determine the right food for the right person at the right time, ensuring optimal health benefits. You see? So we have created a framework for you to help yourself. No one else has this. So we're not relying on the government to solve problems because it's corrupt. We're not relying on people to lower their standards. You don't need to do that. This movement is really about you and finding those people who want to save themselves. And so we have these very powerful solutions. Cytosolve took me about 25 years to do. Systems Health has been a life journey, and clean food certification is something that is a global standard. Every government, if it really cared, would adopt the standard because we know how to track the food. More importantly, it's a bottom-up standard. But think about what we've done. This has been a lot of hard work without any government support, without any venture capital support. All of this I've done in the midst of many other things. I've truly burned the candle at both ends, driven by deep motivation and a genuine care for others. I've never forgotten where I came from, and life has given me the incredible opportunity to create these platform solutions. These are platform solutions, but if you want to participate in the challenge, you want to get off your butt and save yourself. If you do, we have those solutions. Anyway, that's what I wanted to share with you. This is deeply personal to me. We've created these solutions, and go to truthfreedomhealth.com, and you guys can support yourself and us by contributing there. But when you contribute, you get the opportunity to learn an incredible amount. You get the opportunity to learn a lot. You get the opportunity to become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar so you're not a slave. My goal is not to keep you on a plantation, but to get you off the plantation. So go there, watch the Shatter the Swarm video, then get on to the Get Off the Plantation course, which is absolutely free, and then become a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. Or you can go right to being that. But this is a noble service that we're doing. But the whole goal here is for you to get educated and not be enslaved. So when I talk about ginger, or when I talk about black cumin, or when I talk about any of these foods, it's always in this context of a systems approach. So anything we do has to integrate science, politics, and health. Anyone who does not want to talk politics is one of the most ignorant people in the world. As the great writer Alberto Brick says, they want to hide their head in the sand. People in America, in many ways, have the luxury of doing that. But if you're hiding your head in the sand and you don't want to be political, understand that's a very selfish way to be, because you're doing it at the sacrifice of all the other working people. So those people in the United States must rise. They must become political and healthy and want to fight for freedom. So if you want to get strong, if you want to be healthy, if you want to be smart, then you've come to the right movement. But if you want to be dumb and you want to be worse and you want to be, you know, sick, it's not the place to be. But before we start on ginger, I wanted to give you this background of what motivates what we do. So let me play you this video, and then we're going to go to ginger on diabetes. What is Truth Freedom Health? And why should all of you become a warrior scholar? I create these videos to share valuable information with you, but my deeper goal is to inspire you to learn this for yourself and become warrior scholars, because then you'll be able to understand where the systems approach comes from. So let me play this video, and we'll start today's discussion on ginger and diabetes. We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up. Working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is a not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is a not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in. They can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com. All right, everyone. There's a movement that's driving everything we do in the aspects of science, politics, and health. So we have a framework. So I hope you guys take advantage of this, because you're not going to get it anywhere else. And it's going to be an immense value to advancing you as a human being and helping you to educate. As you can see, there are several different contribution plans available. I recommend starting as a member because it gives you access to a comprehensive course called Get Off the Plantation. This program is designed to help you reflect deeply and ask yourself an important question. Do you want to free yourself? Or do you want to remain a slave to the system? Or you can choose to be a supporter, and in return, we'll continue to share even more gifts of knowledge and education with you. Or else you can contribute a little bit, and you can get all 15 gifts, but get involved. Become a warrior scholar for those of you who want to really leapfrog this and get involved. But understand that when you contribute, we'll give you knowledge, we'll give you support, we give you a community. Anyway, that's the background of what's motivating everything we do. So let me also remind you that we host an open house every Thursday at 11 a.m. and again at 8 p.m. and everyone is welcome to join us. So what are we going to cover today? First, we'll walk through some background on ginger and take a closer look at diabetes, specifically why diseases develop based on the latest scientific understanding. Next, we'll introduce Cytosolve, a revolutionary platform that allows us to innovate using food and develop solutions in a truly scientific way. Then we'll share our initiative, a fresh approach to tackling these problems. Just to be clear, while we're focusing on ginger, this isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Diabetes concern is an incredibly complex systems problem, and that's why no one has truly cracked it until now. We'll also explain how ginger specifically benefits diabetes, how much might be right, and the reality of whether it's suitable for you. For us, it's always about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Finally, we'll talk about how you can be part of this initiative and contribute to this new approach. So, as we've already touched on, let's take a moment to really understand what ginger is all about. Often referred to as the mighty herb, ginger is one of the most commonly consumed dietary condiments in the world and has been widely used across many cultures for both culinary and medicinal purposes. The part of the plant that we typically consume is the rhizome, which is the underground stem, known for its strong aroma and distinctive flavor. Beyond its role in food, ginger also has a long and rich history in traditional medicine. In fact, its medicinal use dates back nearly 5,000 years, especially in ancient Chinese and Indian medical systems, where it was highly valued for its therapeutic properties and widely used to support health and treat various ailments. Now let's take a look at the indigenous and traditional uses of ginger. Ginger has been extensively used in traditional systems of medicine, such as Ayurveda and Siddha, for centuries. In Ayurveda, it is often referred to as Vishwabhasaj, which means universal medicine, highlighting its wide range of therapeutic applications. It is believed to help balance the three doshas, which are the body's fundamental energetic forces, Vata, Pitta, and Kapha, thereby supporting overall health and maintaining physiological harmony in the body. In addition to its use in traditional Indian medicine, Ginger has also been widely valued across many other cultures for its therapeutic benefits. In Middle Eastern cultures, ginger is commonly used in herbal teas, both for its distinctive flavor and its medicinal properties. In many African cultures, it has traditionally been used for its anti-malarial potential, as well as for enhancing immunity and treating nausea. Similarly, in Western herbal medicine, ginger is often used to help manage conditions such as GERD or gastroesophageal reflux disease, and is also valued for relieving arthritis and muscular discomfort. Coming to its types, ginger can be broadly divided into two main categories, fresh ginger and dried ginger. Fresh ginger is known for its sharp, peppery, and slightly sweet taste, along with a strong and pungent aroma that makes it widely used in cooking and herbal preparations. When ginger is dried, its flavor profile changes significantly. The taste becomes more concentrated and intense, and this change also reflects differences in its chemical composition, which can influence how it is used medicinally. Dried and fresh ginger differ not only in flavor, but also in their potency. During the drying process, gingerol, which is the main bioactive compound present in fresh ginger, is converted into shogal. This transformation leads to a stronger and more pungent profile. As a result, dried ginger tends to have a more intense and long-lasting flavor compared to fresh ginger. Now, let's shift our attention to diabetes. Diabetes develops either when the pancreas doesn't produce enough insulin or when the body cannot use the insulin it produces effectively. There are three major types, type 1, type 2, and gestational diabetes. People with type 1 diabetes require daily insulin because their bodies can no longer make it. Type 2 diabetes, however, is often linked to lifestyle factors and can sometimes be delayed or even prevented through a healthy diet, regular physical activity, and weight management. Gestational diabetes occurs during pregnancy and typically resolves after childbirth, but it still requires close monitoring to protect both mother and baby. So this image highlights how glucose regulation varies between a healthy individual and someone with type 1 or type 2 diabetes. In a normal state, insulin helps glucose enter the cells through transporters like GLUT4, keeping blood sugar in balance. But in type 1 diabetes, insulin is completely absent, so glucose remains in the bloodstream. In type 2 diabetes, insulin is present, but the cells become resistant to its action, preventing glucose from entering effectively. In both cases, the result is elevated blood sugar, though the underlying causes are very different. When it comes to medical interventions for diabetes, there are several important options. These include metformin, which improves insulin sensitivity, sulfonylates, which stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin, SGLT2 inhibitors, which help the kidneys excrete excess sugar, and DPP4 inhibitors, which lower blood glucose levels. For some patients, insulin therapy is necessary, while GLP-1 receptor agonists offer another approach by enhancing insulin secretion and reducing blood sugar. Today, over 537 million adults worldwide are living with diabetes. This represents a serious global health challenge, and the number continues to rise every year. Now let's take a closer look at how ginger, with its unique blend of bioactive compounds, can play an important role in supporting and improving diabetes. And the way we're going to approach this is through a powerful technology called Cytosolve, a platform I've spent many decades developing. With the advances in modern science, Cytosolve allows us to apply a systems-based approach to understand complex biological interactions. So we thought, why not apply this same approach to diabetes too? To understand this better, let me walk you through the Cytosolve innovation process, what it is, what we do, and how we do it. We begin by mapping the molecular pathways, starting with a detailed review and analysis of published scientific literature to understand how these pathways function. By integrating insights from multiple studies, we develop a clear and accurate picture of the underlying biological mechanisms. Once the analysis is complete, we share our findings with the scientific and medical community through publications in peer-reviewed journals. Next, we translate these biological interactions into mathematical rate equations based on principles of physical chemistry, allowing us to model how the system behaves over time. Using these mathematical models, we conduct combination screenings to evaluate how different compounds interact within the system. This process helps us identify combinations with real potential, often leading to discoveries that are protected through patents. Finally, we move into licensing and manufacturing, ensuring these discoveries are transformed into practical, real-world solutions for people. So as you can see, our work spans multiple areas of health, disease, and overall well-being. We're currently developing several formulations, each at a different stage, ranging from phase 1 through phase 6. At phase 6, we've already developed two highly potent products. We've also made around 4 key discoveries that have been granted patents. In phase 4, we're actively screening about 7 different areas, while another 9 areas are currently in the modeling stage. In addition, we have 5 areas focused on publications and 9 more dedicated to building systems architectures. Importantly, all of you can participate in this process. We'll soon be enabling opportunities for you to contribute, whether through donations or by spinning out individual components of these efforts into standalone ventures. We're currently in the initial phase, the systems architecture phase, and in this stage, we're going to share some of that foundational data with you. This will help set the context before we dive deeper into the mechanisms and insights that follow. One product where we've already taken this approach is MV25. MV25 has gone through this entire end-to-end process. We began by developing the complete systems architecture. That architecture was then published to share the work publicly. After publication, we carried out in silico modeling. We then performed combination screenings and made key discoveries by modeling all the molecular pathways involved in osteoarthritis, a condition affecting nearly 500 million people. Using Cytosolve without any external funding, publishing the results, completing detailed modeling, and evaluating a wide range of natural foods to identify and assemble effective ingredient combinations. And through this process, we were able to make a significant discovery. Specifically, we identified a combination of natural ingredients capable of targeting osteoarthritis at the molecular level. We also discovered 2 highly potent natural ingredients at the right dosages that act across these molecular pathways to help reduce pain. To validate and protect this work, we went beyond publication and secured a United States patent. That moment marked the first time we not only supported other companies, but also manufactured the product ourselves for direct use. At this point, we'll play a video that explains the Cytosolve process and how we implemented it. Most importantly, it shows that we now have a tangible solution that has gone through every step of this process. This same approach can be applied across diseases, forming one of the core solutions we are developing. I'll now share more about MV25, which represents the same approach we're currently applying to diabetes. While we haven't completed the process yet, we're actively working through each step.
Millions of people suffer every day from painful discomfort and swelling, but most pain medications come with harsh side effects, and many alternative supplements have little scientific backing. That's why we at Cytosolve created MV25. MV25 was formulated using the Cytosolve Computational Systems Biology Platform, a technology for precision and personalized health invented by Dr. Shiva during his doctoral research at MIT. This formulation is the result of computing trillions of potential combinations of biomolecular interactions derived from thousands of peer-reviewed scientific papers published across 4 decades by 68 research institutions to discover an optimal synergy of compounds that downregulate biomarkers of discomfort and normal swelling.
Hi, I'm Barbara Ann. My hands would cramp up so that I couldn't hold cards or knit or crochet, and they would go like that. And I'd have to use this when I played cards with my grandkids, and I started taking that MV25. After a bit, I was able to hold cards in my hand, very, very little cramping, hardly at all anymore. MV25.
Hi, my name is Sandy. I'm a Taekwondo instructor. I tore my ACL during Taekwondo. I had a lot of pain and limited mobility. I've been taking the MV25 for about 6 months now. After the first week, I noticed a big difference. After the second week, almost literally no pain.
My name is Jeremy, and I suffer from a lower back problem. Hurt my back at work years ago, and I can go to the chiropractor, do all kinds of different things, and nothing seems to help. And I decided to try MV25. I didn't notice a difference immediately, but within a few days, the pain went away and it stayed away. I've continued to take it, and even when I do things that I shouldn't do, it seems to go away a lot quicker than it ever did before.
MV25 is certified clean, 100% non-GMO, made in America, and GMP certified for good manufacturing practices. MV25 25 is CytoSolve optimized, which means that this formula has been engineered to maximize benefits while minimizing toxicity based on current research curated by CytoSolve. As the science advances, so will this formulation. This is our promise. Order online at mv25.life. Consult your doctor before taking any supplement or medication and use as directed. MV25.
This goes beyond theory. Many people think you can just talk about ideas without taking action. But here, we've gone end to end, creating a powerful solution that can truly make a difference, offering a completely new way of development, independent of big pharma. You can visit mv25.life. We call it the momentum to move. Ordering this product is a way to support your own health while also supporting the work we're doing. Just so you know, I have two wonderful dogs and I love pets. We're against animal testing. Using the same approach, we developed a product called K9701, which combines roughly 15 to 20 natural ingredients into a comprehensive whole health solution for pets. This is available as the Whole Health Pet Supplement. We've also created another powerful product line called Healthy Tea, which includes 7 carefully formulated blends: Joint Tea, Digest Tea, Breathe, Tranquility Tea, Detoxy Tea, Femini Tea, and Immunity, each designed to support a specific area of health. In addition, we're excited to introduce Your Body, Your Tea, a unique collection designed to balance the doshas and support overall well-being. This range includes Vata Tea, Pitta Tea, Kapha Tea, Vata Pitta Tea, Pitta Kapha Tea, Kapha Vata Tea, and Tridosha Tea. Since we're talking about diabetes, I'd suggest Digest Tea. It's our carefully crafted herbal blend, and it's an excellent choice for managing diabetes and overall wellness. We've also launched our new product category focused on immune function. The first in this line is D3K2 Magnesium, a powerful combination of vitamin D3, vitamin K2, and magnesium glycinate. Backed by decades of scientific research, this formula is designed to support and strengthen your immune health at its foundation. Building on that foundation, our second product, Zinc Copper Quercetin, features a potent blend of science-backed, synergistic nutrients, carefully formulated to activate and optimize your body's natural immune defenses. So there we go. So at this point, our CytoSolve Diabetic Health Initiative is just getting started. This is an early phase, which means there's a lot of opportunity for all of you to get involved and participate. We're open sourcing how we share knowledge and information so you can actively be part of the process and contribute to building this together. So let me come back to this. The systems architecture we're looking at shows that diabetes is closely linked to beta cell dysfunction. I'll explain what that means shortly, but for now, think of this as one of the core processes involved in diabetes. What we're doing here is very different from the conventional approach. You're not just looking at one isolated factor, but at the entire system behind the condition. We're going straight to the root of the problem because we want to understand what's really happening. Starting from a completely blank slate, we carefully examine all the research that's already out there, and that's exactly the approach we're taking here. Unlike the traditional pharmaceutical model, which usually focuses on a single target or pathway, we take a much more comprehensive systems-level view. This image illustrates how insulin is released from beta cells under both healthy and dysfunctional conditions. On the left side, in a normal, healthy state, glucose enters the beta cell, leading to an increase in ATP levels and triggering a calcium influx. This activates a well-coordinated signaling cascade that ultimately results in insulin secretion. On the right side, under stressful conditions such as high fat or high sugar exposure, these signaling pathways become disrupted. Oxidative stress and endoplasmic reticulum stress interfere with calcium signaling and insulin production, which eventually leads to beta cell dysfunction. What we've discovered and are continuing to investigate is that by going directly to this underlying biological reality, we can begin to understand diabetes in a much deeper and more meaningful way. Several different factors can contribute to the development of diabetes. These include genetic predisposition, responses of the immune system, and various environmental influences. Lifestyle choices also play a significant role, such as lack of physical activity, frequent use of NSAIDs, and high levels of psychological stress. In addition, habits like smoking, alcohol consumption, and diets that are high in carbohydrates further increase the risk. Taken together, These are the major factors that can raise the likelihood of developing diabetes. Once this is completed, we'll move forward with publishing it. Next, we'll process all of this information and build our models to bring the entire picture together. And then these are the 24 things that are out there that appear in nature to support diabetes. Those are aloe vera, cinnamon, ginger, bitter melon, osmum basilicum, panax species, fenugreek, ginseng, neem, cayenne pepper, oregano, berberine, gymnema sylvester, garlic, turmeric, tinospora cordifolia, fennel, moringa, prickly pear, rosemary, silymarin, jaman fruit, amla, and centella. All of these 24 factors are supported by data, but the real challenge is that there hasn't been a clear breakthrough yet. You'll find plenty of videos that talk about each of them individually, but the bigger question is how they work together and how we actually crack the code. That's exactly what we're trying to do here. We're not claiming to have a final answer at this stage, but we are applying a systems-based approach. Once we map out the overall architecture, we can start to see how these factors interact with one another and gain a much clearer understanding of what's really going on. But today, we're going to focus on ginger, one of the 24 promising natural compounds that has the potential to help improve diabetes. Through our CytoSolve analysis, we found that ginger is a widely researched dietary supplement. Over the past 216 years, it has been the focus of 6,415 research papers and 325 clinical trials. This extensive body of research clearly highlights its scientific importance and supports its growing value in both modern research and medical applications. Now let's take a quick look at the composition of ginger. Ginger contains 18 key bioactive molecules that contribute to its medicinal and biological effects. While many compounds are present, these represent the most well-researched with significant relevance to the current study. So far, about 115 chemical compounds have been identified in ginger, including essential minerals, a variety of vitamins, and bioactive compounds such as gingerols. These compounds include important minerals like calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, phosphorus, manganese, iron, zinc, and copper. In addition, ginger also contains three vital vitamins, including vitamin C, vitamin B3, and vitamin B6. And finally, coming to its major compounds, ginger contains key bioactive molecules such as gingerinone A, zingerone, shogols, paradol, gingerol, and dihydro-10-gingerdione, which are responsible for many of its biological and therapeutic effects. Coming to its gingerol-related compounds, research has identified a total of 33 such compounds in ginger. Among these, four major compounds are well known for their medicinal benefits: 6-gingerol, 8-gingerol, 10-gingerol, and 6-shogol. Here, these key compounds are presented along with their chemical structures. Owing to its diverse chemical composition, we now shift our focus to the key biological effects of ginger. Here we can observe that ginger demonstrates an impressive range of biological effects. It provides photoprotection, helps reduce inflammation, supports neuroprotection, and exhibits anti-tumor and hepatoprotective activities. Additionally, ginger contributes to weight management, protects the gastrointestinal system, helps regulate blood sugar, and offers antibacterial benefits. This diverse profile underscores its potential as a powerful natural remedy for multiple aspects of health. Now let's move on to its health benefits. Ginger offers remarkable health benefits across a wide range of conditions. Research shows that it can help manage asthma, dementia, oxidative stress, and platelet aggregation, while also supporting metabolic health by addressing conditions such as diabetes and hyperlipidemia. In addition, ginger has demonstrated potent effects against diseases like cancer, ulcerative colitis, cardiovascular disorders, and inflammation. But now, let's take a look at what we learned during our process of combination screening with respect to ginger. And once again, we're sharing original research with you, so let's take a closer look at what's really going on. Ginger plays a significant role in managing diabetes by enhancing glucose uptake at the cellular level. It works by stimulating the PI3K/AKT signaling pathway in muscle cells, a key pathway that regulates glucose metabolism. This activation encourages the production and movement of GLUT4 vesicles. These are specialized glucose transporters toward the cell surface. Once at the surface, GLUT4 facilitates the entry of glucose into the muscle cells, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Through this mechanism, ginger helps improve cellular glucose utilization and supports overall diabetes management. Here's another important way ginger helps manage diabetes: by inhibiting gluconeogenesis, the process of glucose production in the liver. Ginger activates AMPK, or adenosine monophosphate activated protein kinase, which is a key regulator of cellular energy. Once activated, AMPK suppresses the activity of FOXO1, a transcription factor that drives the expression of gluconeogenic genes. By reducing the activity of these genes, ginger lowers glucose production in the liver, helping to reduce blood sugar levels and support diabetes management. Now let's explore another important way ginger supports diabetes. Ginger stimulates the phosphorylation, or activation, of the AKT protein in liver cells, which plays a central role in regulating glucose metabolism. Once activated, AKT phosphorylates and inhibits GSK3, or glycogen synthase kinase 3, reducing its activity. This inhibition prevents the suppression of glycogen synthase, allowing it to remain active. As a result, glycogen synthase promotes glycogen storage in liver cells, improving glucose homeostasis and helping to reduce the effects of diabetes. And we are now in the process. Once we do this, we will then file patents and then we'll do production. So that's what the spin-out Diabetosolve is going to do. So right now we're here at the first phase of the systems architecture. So now, how can you help with this? Well, if you guys are interested, you can actually participate in this. If you want to take down this link, you can set up a time to meet with us. If you want to support this, if you want to know more about it, you guys can actually participate in this. But we're taking a very systematic approach towards this process. The next thing we want to share with you is that you can set up meetings if you want to talk about investment opportunities. You can also support this work directly by visiting vashiva.com/openscience and contributing to the Cytosolve Open Science Institute, which helps us continue advancing research on natural compounds and their scientific mechanisms for public benefit. You're also welcome to join our monthly symposiums, which are on the first Tuesdays of every month. You can register at cytosolve.com/symposium. These sessions are completely free for Warrior Scholars, and they're a great opportunity to learn, connect, and deepen your understanding of systems science and natural medicine. At the Open Science Institute, we are committed to eliminating animal testing. We want to support indigenous systems of medicine, which is an important fight against racism. Big Pharma does not believe in indigenous medicines. We also want to stop fake science. Time and again, we see the false nature of big academia. Research is being fabricated, and institutions are getting away with it. This happens because of an incestuous web of ties between big government, big pharma, big academia, and big publishers. As a result, billionaires are realizing they are spending large amounts of money on universities that are not delivering results, and they are beginning to create their own institutions. Cytosolve offers a completely different approach where all of you can participate. All right, now we want to talk about the fact that the big pharma guys are not really into supporting food as medicine. And when we look at ginger, we have found through Cytosolve very powerful evidence, even in the literature of the establishment, to show that ginger has very, very powerful effects. All right, so we're going to share some of that with you right now. Here we can see how ginger functions as a natural alternative in the context of antibiotic-resistant bacteria. The data highlights ginger's activity against resistant strains, demonstrating its inhibitory effects on bacterial growth. Specifically, it shows the minimum inhibitory concentrations at which ginger suppresses bacteria such as E. coli, Proteus species, Klebsiella species, and Staphylococcus aureus, underscoring its broad-spectrum antimicrobial potential. Here's another interesting finding. Gingerol, one of the key active compounds in ginger, shows comparable effectiveness to lorcaserin, a pharmaceutical weight loss drug, in managing obesity. As illustrated in the graph on the right, gingerol at higher concentrations has even demonstrated greater effectiveness in reducing body weight than lorcaserin. This underscores gingerol's potential as a natural alternative for supporting weight management and overall metabolic health. Here's another graphical dataset showing that ginger extract performs comparably to polyprozinc as a gastroprotective adjuvant. As we can see here in the bar graph, at higher concentration, ginger extract has produced similar results as the pharmaceutical drug. This highlights its potential as a natural option for supporting and protecting gastric health. So again, if you want to support this research, go to vashiva.com/openscience and donate. You can donate to different initiatives. We have a diabetic health initiative you can contribute to. And by the way, When you contribute, we give you lots of books, lots of tools, so you can become a warrior scholar at Truth Freedom Health. Now you might be asking yourself, if ginger is so effective, why isn't everyone using it? The fact is, it's not a one-size-fits-all solution. Just like any treatment, what works wonders for one person might not work at all for another. It's really about finding the right solution for the right person at the right time. And what we want to educate you on is that we've also created a framework that helps you figure that out. And let's talk about that framework. And when we talk about that, what does current science say? What's the right dosaging? The right science says, for example, to retain its health benefits, Schwertner et al. In 2006 suggested a daily intake of around 250 milligrams to 4.8 grams of ginger. According to Black and colleagues, a daily dose of 2 grams of ginger has been shown to deliver effective pain-relieving benefits. For its blood sugar-regulating effects, research by Airblue and colleagues indicates that a daily intake of 1,600 milligrams of ginger offers significant benefits. For migraine relief, a single 250 milligram dose of ginger has been found to be effective. For managing nausea, a daily intake of 250 milligrams to 2 grams of ginger has been shown to be effective. While ginger offers numerous health benefits, it's important to consider its safety profile. At higher doses, ginger may cause heartburn, diarrhea, mouth irritation, and abdominal discomfort. These potential side effects should be taken into account when incorporating ginger into your routine. The other piece is the tool that we've created called Your Body, Your System, which integrates engineering systems. Science with Eastern Systems of Medicine reveals a very powerful way to understand if it's right for you. You can use your body, your system, to understand what kind of system you are, whether your system's off course, and how do you bring your body back to you. So if you look at it, if you want to find if ginger is right for you, first of all, you can recognize that if your body is here, when you take these questions, a black dot will move to different points, indicating the amount of transport, conversion, and storage you have. As you can see, ginger helps lower vata and kapha, while fresh ginger tends to lower pitta, and dried ginger can increase pitta. Now, if your body is here at some point, is it right for you? Well, definitely it'll help you if your body's off. Of course, here it's going to bring you back and help to maintain the balance. Obviously, the black dot here is going to take you away. But this is a condition where ginger may be right for you. So again, we have these three powerful platforms, VA Shiva Systems Health, a platform that helps you dive deep into understanding your body and how foods can be personalized to support your unique health needs. Join us every 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. every other Friday and get involved in vashiva.com/tutorial. It's free. We educate people on the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Again, we're extremely generous with our time. We give away a lot of tools for free. Some argue that when you give things away, people don't really value them. But our approach is to lean toward what benefits people the most. But I hope you guys get involved, and this will help you figure out if it's right for you. Not everything is right for everyone. You know, if you look at all the different things that claim to be good for diabetes, which is what we're analyzing with Cytosolve, out of that, even if we find out all of them are good, a subset will be good for you. And that's what your body, your system tool, allows you to figure out and allows us to teach others to figure this out. To sum it all up, ginger helps manage diabetes in several powerful ways. First, in muscle cells, it activates the PI3KAKT pathway, which boosts GLUT4 translocation and enhances glucose uptake, helping to lower blood sugar. In the liver, ginger activates AMPK, which suppresses FOXO1 and gluconeogenic genes, reducing glucose production. At the same time, it stimulates AKT in liver cells, inhibiting GSK3 and increasing glycogen synthase activity. This promotes glycogen storage and improves overall glucose balance, making ginger a multifaceted ally in diabetes management. And we are right now in DiabetoSolve, which is a new spin out at the systems architecture phase. Again, if you're interested in investment opportunities, you can go to this link and set up a time with us. With that, we come to the conclusion of our discussion on ginger and diabetes. I hope you can see that we approach this topic through a systems lens, bringing together politics, health, and science to understand the bigger picture. If you want to become more informed, improve your health, and grow stronger and more resilient, I encourage you to get involved with Truth Freedom Health. One of the most powerful ways to support both this work and yourself is by becoming a Truth Freedom Health Warrior Scholar. We've shared several calls to action today, and I truly hope this session was valuable for you. Get involved, support the movement we're building, because everything we're doing here is ultimately about supporting your own growth and development. And for those of you who joined us a little late, today's discussion focused on ginger and its role in managing diabetes as part of an ongoing series that will continue in the future. Stay engaged, keep learning, and support your own advancement. Be well, and thank you.